It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Lois Zare.
Thank you. We actually have two guests in the studio today from Legal Services of Southern Missouri. We have Dan Wickmer, who is the executive director, and we have Sharon Alexander, who is the director of development. So welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Dan, can you tell us in kind of a nutshell, what is Legal Services of Southern Missouri?
Legal Services of Southern Missouri is a branch of the National Legal Services Corporation, or what people refer to as Legal Aid. We provide legal services to people at or below 125% of poverty level. So we are a free legal services office. We are a private, not-for-profit organization that receives funding from various sources.
And you're different than the public defender, right?
Correct. We cannot handle criminal cases. We can only handle civil matters, and we can only handle certain civil matters. So our main focus is family law, domestic violence, landlord-tenant, and consumer credit issues, such as payday loan issues or what we call zombie debt, things of that nature.
Well, it says Southern Missouri. What does that encompass?
We are a 43-county entity. We have offices here in Springfield. We have offices in Rolla, Cape Girardeau, Charleston, Missouri, over in Mississippi County. We have a satellite office in Steele, Missouri, down in the Boot Heel. And we have a satellite office in West Plains, Missouri.
You cover a lot of Missouri territory, don't you?
We cover, if you drew a line, basically, instead of Highway 54 going north and east, if you just drew it east, we would cover all those territories.
Wow. Okay.
So, yes, it's a large area.
Well, Sharon, tell us a little bit about how is legal services funded? How do you operate all these offices?
Our primary funding comes from the Legal Services Corporation, and then we also receive support from the state of Missouri, the Missouri Bar, and interest on lawyers' trust accounts. We have a variety of local and state and federal grants, and then we also do fundraising and special events.
Okay. Well, that's a lot to wrap your head around, isn't it? How many attorneys, you've mentioned several different offices. How many attorneys are available to provide services?
We have 15 attorneys over the 6 offices, and we have a total of 39 employees at the present time. Our attorneys appear in all 43 counties, and we also utilize the services of pro bono lawyers or free lawyers from the private bar. There are 268 of those. And then we also offer a service which is unique among the legal aids in the United States, which is called Judicare, which is in our more rural counties, such as if you get out into Carter County and those types of areas. We have what are called Judicare attorneys, where they receive $50 an hour to represent clients that qualify for our services. And that enables us to cover all 43 counties.
So that would be an attorney who has their own office, so to speak, or they're
correct.
In a firm, but they take on your case at a lower cost than it would
correct.
Be for a client that
yes,
way.
Yes, it saves us from having to drive the 3.5 hours to a county for one case, whereas that attorney's already there. They handle it.
Familiar with that area.
Correct, with right. The judge.
Okay. Well, how does... Well, you talked about family law cases and the types of cases that you cover. How does one come in, Sharon, and apply for a lawyer? Do you take anybody who walks in the door? Or?
Well, you can apply for our services in a variety of ways. You can visit a local office. You can call to a local office or go on to our website. Our various funding sources have different regulations that we have to follow, but typically it's those individuals at or below 125% of federal poverty. So for a single individual, that would be someone who makes around $14,800 per year.
And if someone had a child or two, then those numbers are adjusted?
Yes, it is based on household income.
Okay.
Ironically, we have some grants where income isn't an issue, such as domestic violence or, for Greene County, senior citizens.
Oh, okay.
There is no income limit.
Okay.
So if you're over the age of 60...
I was just to say, what a senior?
Well, it's getting a lot younger than it was
it's
when
getting
I was
closer
younger.
Every day, is
correct.
That what we're saying? Okay. Now, if I come in, I don't actually pay for the lawyer, right? But are there other costs that are involved?
We do not. We have what's called a certificate of inability to pay that we utilize. It's a state law. And what that allows us to do is normally like court costs, they would not be assessed against you. Guardian ad litem fees where you have a contested custody dispute over children, mm-hmm. those get waived. We have, from our funding sources, we cover the costs of getting ready for the case. So to the extent there's deposition costs or service costs, that's part of our mission. We take care of that.
Do you ever have any type of educational programs for lawyers or for the public?
We do provide education programs for the attorneys that accept our cases. We typically host 3 to 4 continuing legal education programs per year. Part of our mission through the Legal Services Corporation is to educate the public on their legal rights. And so our staff attorneys and our volunteer lawyers also spend a lot of time going to senior centers, working with community action agencies, the area agencies on aging. And we do several hundred programs per year.
We're also in the process of getting ready to roll out with the advent of the Affordable Care Act and more mm-hmm. implementation of it. That is falling more and more on the legal aides to roll out some of that information to assist the navigators that are in the system through the Missouri Department of Health. So we are doing that as well.
Oh, okay. Well, so that's kind of a new area for you, isn't it?
Within the last, 30 days?
Within the last 30 days, yes.
Do you have maybe one real quick short story you could share with us about how you help people?
Sure. We had a rarity that occurred a few weeks ago, which is we had a jury trial over a guardianship. And what had happened was we had a patient come in through the Cox Health System, and we have an attorney on site there. They recognized that the person probably had some mental illness issues. The person's parents were old, couldn't deal physically with this person's issues. So we set about with Cox to get a guardianship established for this person so they would get proper medical care and supervision, because at times the person was homeless.
So you have just a wide range of things that you folks handle over there, don't you?
Correct.
Well, I know you guys work hard and do your best to help all the clients that you can over there. So we thank you for coming in today and sharing a little more information about Legal Services of Southern Missouri. This is Lois Zare, and this has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. This program and others in Making the Democracy Work series are available on the web at ksmu.org.